Well, he has a formidable task, but he looks like his credentials are tailor-made. He's not a Michigan native, but he went to the U of M and got 2 degrees, including a law degree there. He's an attorney who's special tailor-made. He's an attorney who specializes in bankruptcy and private sector restructuring, is very heavily involved in Chrysler, same age as the governor. It'd be an interesting question to know whether they knew each other. They're at U of M and U of M Law School at the same time. But at any rate, he seems to know it's a tough task, but he has sort of a winning attitude, and he impressed people favorably at his first press conference, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, earlier in the week, sweeping guilty verdicts in the trial of former Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and Bobby Ferguson. Will this go down in history as one of the city's biggest political scandals, Jack?
One of the biggest, certainly. Actually, it's in a sense, it's not the biggest. There was a huge mayoral scandal in the late 1930s, early 1940s that not only involved the mayor, it involved the top Wayne County officials, the prosecutor, a lot of police people. And that mayor also, a man named Richard Redding, went to jail, as did a lot of other people. But the sheer scope and magnitude and media effect of the Kwame Kilpatrick scandal is probably, certainly, hopefully, the biggest one of our lifetimes and hopefully the last one of this size.
Yeah. And here's one that always seems to return. Michigan lawmakers are again considering mandatory drug testing for welfare applicants and recipients. It's been tried elsewhere, hasn't it, Jack? And with what results?
Well, you know, this is one reason that term limits may be a bad thing, because it was not only tried elsewhere, it's been tried in a couple states, but it was tried in Michigan in 1999 on sort of an experimental basis, and the court said it violated the constitutional protection against unreasonable search and seizures. This has also been a problem in Florida. The only state that I know of right now where this is on the books is Oklahoma, and it's fairly new there, too. So it's popular to beat up on welfare recipients, but so few people now are receiving welfare. There's no more general assistance welfare the way they used to be years ago. And some people are wondering, yeah, even if this were legally legitimate, is it worth the time and expense and energy? In some states where they've done this, no more than 2% of the people tested positive. But with some legislators, it's a priority, so we'll just have to see what happens.
We'll be watching. Hey, thanks, Jack. Appreciate it.
You have a good snowy weekend.
You too.